Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2. Jerry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Well, today we are surrounded by three ladies who are very much involved with the creation of a new Western York County agricultural arena. And they are Amy Hagner, who is the assistant superintendent for the York School District. We have Beth White, who is back to us from the farm, telling us about the peach crop and how damaged it was from the hail. And then we have Meg Ferguson with us as well. So let's go ahead and start with some introductions. Let's start with you, Amy. Tell us a little bit about Amy.
Well, good afternoon. I'm Amy Hagner. I'm Assistant Superintendent of Finance and Operations for York School District 1. I've been in the school district for 18 years and very excited about this project. Kind of fell on our plate here within the past year or so, and I can't wait to tell you more about it.
Okay, wonderful. Now, let's swing over here. She is back by popular demand. You want to tell us about the peach crop first, Beth?
Oh, well, sure. It's a little sad. The hailstorm back in April demolished our crop as long as a few other things that we have planted, but we're still going to have a few. We have to have pick your own in July, so people come out and see us.
Okay. All right. Well, tell everybody about you, if you would.
Oh, well, Beth Black White.
Oh, yes.
And my family has been in farming for over 100 years in York County, so we love York County, have some deep roots here, and we're so excited about this new ag arena to help the agricultural community.
Well, I'd say it's been a long time coming. So over here right to my right is Meg Ferguson. Hi, Meg.
Hi.
Come on a little closer. There you go.
Good morning.
Tell us about you.
I am Meg Ferguson. I am the purchasing and contract manager for Metrolina Greenhouses in York, South Carolina, and the mom of two kids that have come through York Comprehensive High School. My youngest just graduated last week.
Good for you.
So, yeah.
All right. So, let's see, I've been sitting at this table for close to 40 years, and it seems like for 40 years, maybe not quite 40, we've been talking about some kind of an arena for the agricultural community in York County. It's had one study after another study. County has spent a lot of money trying to figure this thing out. Then it kind of died a natural death. And so I guess finally it's been resurrected and it seems to have some real life. So who wants to tackle this? They're all looking at you over here, Amy. Come on now. You're the finance lady. Come on.
I know. We got to figure out how to make this happen, right? So it kind of just fell upon our plate. Like you said, it's something that's been happening, and I think it's discussions for a long time. And we were approached by some individuals to see about pursuing an ag arena. York School District 1, we're very fortunate that we have land available. We have about 97 acres across from Hickory Grove Sharon Elementary School. So we were able to offer the site. We've been very fortunate that we've got some legislators that are helping us, and they've provided some seed money. We have about $1.25 million in seed money so far. Back in September, we formed a steering committee. So these two lovely ladies with us today are part of the steering committee, and they have played a very vital role in helping get this off the ground. We have about 18 to 20 community members.
Oh boy.
On the steering committee. So it kind of consists of representatives from York School District 1, Clover School District, our foundations, both foundations from the school district, and York County 4-H.
Oh boy, you summed it all up, didn't you? So the $1.25 million, how did you pull that one off? That's pretty good. You got
$1.25 million. No, Representative Moss and Senator Peeler, they're very passionate, and y'all may know more about this than I do, but they're very passionate about this project. This is something that the two of them have wanted to see happen in York County for a long time. And when they found out that the school district had property and that we had expressed interest in wanting to pursue trying to build an ag arena, Representative Moss approached us first. Our first round, we received $500,000 two Decembers ago. And this past legislative budget season, we received $750,000. And wow. So we're hopeful that we may get some more this budget season. As you know, they'll go to conference committee in another week or so. So this budget year is not quite finalized, but we're very hopeful that we'll get some more money this budget round. And then obviously we're going to really start working on some fundraising efforts moving forward.
So is the school district allocating all 97 acres to this project?
No, we are not. Right now, the plans are that the arena will only take up approximately 5 acres of the 97 acres. That way, if the York is growing, that if there's any need for any kind of buildings or facilities out there in the future, that we still have land available for that.
Yeah. So that land is actually going to be deeded over to this group, or will it still be part of the York School District?
It'll still be owned. The ag arena will be owned and operated by the school district.
You're going to be operated, too.
Our plan is when we do get it open, the plan is that it will be rented out and used throughout the year, and that we'll be able to make enough off the facility rentals to operate it. We have been in contact with Crescent High School and Anderson School District 3. They have an arena on their high school campus, and we've had multiple conversations with them, and they host one high school rodeo a year. It's a two-day event, and that's how they operate off of the proceeds from that one high school rodeo a year.
True. We okay. So let's go. Yeah, we're going to pass it on. Don't worry about that. So I'm going to go over here to Meg. And how did you get involved with this?
So I was elected to the York District 1 Foundation Board. And this was had a lot of momentum going about the time I got on here, and just felt passionate about it. After I heard about it and found out about it and learned how long it's been going on, and see the need in the school system for this. I see that, this is something that 4-H and FFA in York County is some of the highest in the state as far as attendees and people that really give their time to this, but they have nowhere to go to showcase their talents and showcase what they do. So I was really excited to jump on board with this and be a part of one of the subcommittees and see this come into fruition.
Well, I tell you, I've had some of the 4-H members here on Straight Talk in the past, and they're a very interesting group of young adults. I mean, I had no idea all that stuff goes on at 4-H. I had no idea whatsoever. And maybe that's because it's not showcased in a formal setting someplace where you can see it in action. So needless to say, over here, Beth, black, white, I love that. I got to tell you something. It's a funny story. It's a true story. WRHI, right? We're located in a building called Broadcast House, all right? Broadcast House is between Black Street and White Street on Confederate Avenue.
I mean, perfect place to be.
Perfect place. You should have a house there, I think. True story. So now, what kinds of things, I mean, you're still very much in the planning stages for all this, is that right?
Yes.
Nods and head don't work on radio. You have to speak.
Yes. Sorry. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to have to send you back to school over here. Maybe I should wrong. But all seriousness, I mean, you've got this vision, but have you gone past just we want to do this to sitting down with a piece of paper and saying, okay, we want it to be this big and this tall and this wide and this long and da-da-da-da. Have you done all that?
Oh, definitely. I'm going to let Amy answer all these questions, too, because this is in her wheelhouse.
I'll tell you what, Amy, why don't we just send Beth home?
Oh, no, she's not getting off that easy. She's staying put.
Okay, you're the planner. You're the financial lady, right?
Yes. Okay. But we're all planners. Okay. Part of the reason this group was formed was to get this kicked off.
Right.
And we knew we needed folks with the expertise, hence why the two of these are on the committee. We needed people with expertise to help this get going. So we have secured an architectural and engineering firm. We do have a rendering, not to say that that's what the arena is going to look like when complete, but we do have a firm that we have a rendering. We have a webpage, and all of this information that we're talking about today can be found on our webpage.
Which is?
WYCAA.org.
WYCAA.org,
and that stands for Western York County Agriculture Arena.
Okay.
Which that is the name. We've created a logo. We have a name. They were all instrumental in helping with that. Our rendering is out there. We have a frequently asked questions session out there. We've held a couple community sessions trying to, you know, there's a lot of word on the street, so we're trying to get the facts out there.
Yeah.
And so...
Amazing thing when you have facts out there.
I know.
So well, that's right. Really, this is a political season. Go ahead.
I mean, so we're really, when you talk about the arena, we're really talking about a pre-manufactured metal building is what it's going to be. It's an open-air arena, and it's under a pre-manufactured metal building, and then attached to that will be another metal building that will have meeting space, concessions, restrooms, those kind of things.
So square footage wise, this is roughly how many square feet?
So I think in total it's about 45,000 square feet.
That's a lot of building.
It's a lot of building. We, after talking, one of the things we did to get input from our committee, we also had a student meeting back in October where we received input from our students who participate in FFA and 4-H. And one of the things the arena is 100 by 200. And it's under this metal building, and then there's room for 1,500. We'll have bleachers on one side for 1,500 seating, and all that'll be undercover. And then you all may know more about this, but on each end of the arena, there's a 25-foot overhang so that you can prep and keep your animals there prior to events and those kind of things.
Jeez. So this is getting to be – I was going to ask another financial probably – I mean, you're looking at, if it's 45,000 square feet, I mean, what are you estimating this thing's going to cost? $10 million? $20 million? Laughing doesn't. Yeah. Beth, do you have anything else you'd like to do? Did you drive everybody?
Just came for the drink.
You know, she's usually very talkative. You know, I sit here talking about peaches and apples and stuff. Yeah, okay.
Give her time. She will be. She's getting the mic next.
Okay. But cost-wise, what are you looking at here?
So one of the things that happened is when we presented the rendering to our committee,
they fainted.
A cost was out there, and it was a worst-case scenario cost.
Which was?
And that cost was $7.4 million.
Okay.
That was a worst-case scenario. So what we're doing now is, Meg's been instrumental in this, and Beth too, about working on our fundraising efforts. I told you, we have seed money. We're hopeful we get some more money from our legislators in the 24-25 budget allocation fundraising. But our goal is to work on how can we reduce those costs. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you an example. One example is when our engineering firm, when they drew our rendering, they thought it would just be wonderful to have it. The property is right across the street of one of our elementary schools, and they thought it'd be great that the two drives would connect. It's on top of a hill and those kind of things. Well, we all know grading and all those kind of things are not cheap anymore. So let's just move it. Let's move it to a flat portion of the land that we own. Let's save some money. So there are ways that we can save money. Our goal is to get that down, but that is the money. That is the amount that was out there.
So hopefully the legislators will kick in some more money, but I doubt if they're going to kick in all seven. And I imagine this committee is also saying, could we get some resources at all from York County for something like that? Have you talked to the county about this?
We have. We've had a couple conversations. Our councilman, Atkins, has been very supportive of our arena. We had a fundraising event. Meg might want to elaborate that in a minute, just a couple weeks ago, where we had a great turnout for that. We're really starting to start our efforts and fundraising campaign now.
All right, so that's your cue, Meg. Come on up here. Tell us about it.
Sure. A few weeks ago, we had a fundraising cocktail hour. at Eden Farms, and it was really, really successful. It was a rainy afternoon. It was nasty, and we still had a lot of people come out. Had some legislators. We had business owners in York County. So our hope was that evening just to get the word out, answer questions, and send people back to their companies to inform them so that they could talk to their board members about the possibility of donating larger sums of money for this arena.
So is the committee already starting to create a list of prospects you want to call on?
Yes. So we had a pretty large invitation list, and we're returning we're calling them back. We're asking them, you know, how it's going. Did they need any other information? Was there any questions that their board members may have?
Right.
And then we've got other fundraising, smaller scale things coming down the pipeline.
Okay. Now, you mentioned, I mean, the school district has very graciously given 5 acres to this project. But are you going to, would they make a request to the foundation themselves to do this, since it does involve education?
So I do want to, that's one great point. One thing I want to make sure that everybody understands that this is a district's donating the land. The district will own the arena, but the district will not provide any additional monetary resources to the arena. So there will be no district tax dollars will be paying for the arena. So as Meg's committee, as the other committees start working on our fundraising efforts, we will not be able to do anything until we get the necessary funds available.
Okay.
And so, and another thing I wanted to point out as well, it's a partnership between York School District, Clover School District, and York County 4-H. And the two foundations of the two school districts, those are the ones who are spearheading our fundraising efforts. And that's why Meg is a part of the York Foundation.
York School District, Clover School District, and the 4-H.
And 4-H. Those are the partners in the arena.
That's a bunch of people.
That's a lot of people.
That's a bunch of people, a bunch of influencers. And I think, you know, that's good. So at some point, since you're the finance guru here, at what point do you pull the trigger on this and get started and keep working on the money, and who knows, might even take out a loan to get this thing done and get it off the ground?
We are very hopeful that we will be moving dirt by the spring of the year.
Really? Ooh, good for
you.
Isn't
that right, ladies?
Yes.
It's going to happen.
Ladies and gentlemen, just heard Beth Black White move dirt in the spring. That's great. Good for you. All right. We're going to have to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax you with Founders. And by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, we do fresh subs and salads, and we do them 6 days a week. You too can help out here. Let's read these white letters. At the count of three, we're all going to read these white letters. That's how we do it. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Way to go, Doc. Good job over there. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Substation 2 is excellent. It's fresh. The buns just feel like they came out of the oven, and you can't beat the deli meat.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
Emergency care close to home. The team at Piedmont Medical Center has the advanced training to handle your medical emergencies, and we're making it easier for you to access care every day. For non-life-threatening problems, online ER check-in is available at all our emergency room locations, meaning less waiting room time, more peace of mind. Simply visit PiedmontMedicalCenter.com, pick a time you want to be seen, and then wait at home while we hold your place. For life-threatening emergencies, call 911. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
relax this summer with a promotional rate on select travel purchases with your Founders Federal Credit Union credit card. Now through August 31st, get 6.99% APR for 6 months on qualifying purchases, including airfare, hotels, restaurants, and cruise lines. Don't let interest rates slow you down this summer. Visit foundersfcu.com/travel to learn more. On March 1st, 2025, the promotional APR reverts to the effective APRs previously disclosed. Call 800-845-1614 for details about credit costs and terms. Membership qualification required.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
I like the lunch special pricing.
I like the bread, good prices, and location.
Man, it's just utterly delicious.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2. Station 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, talking about the new Western New York County Agricultural Arena, which by next spring, God willing, dirt will be turning, and they'll get this thing built. Where is the actual location of this? I know you said it's out there in Hickory Grove, all right? 5 acres of land out there somewhere in Hickory Grove. All right, we'll leave it at that. No address yet. So you mentioned something. I can't believe we're actually going to get you to say something here, Beth. Beth Black-White. I love that. So 4-H, Future Farmers of America, all this is really – grown quite a bunch here,
yes,
in New York. I mean, it's very popular now.
Very popular.
Tell me, give me
4-H,
some ideas.
4-H, just for example, I think has almost doubled in size in the last year. Agriculture is making a comeback here in York County despite all the development. And we have five FFAs in the county. And interestingly enough, Fort Mill has one of the best FFA programs in our county. I don't want anybody to come screaming at me. I mean, York and Clover are all great too, but I think it's ironic that Fort Mill is so great and they win a lot of state titles, and they don't have many farms anymore.
So right now, true or false, all these young people who are involved in these programs, they got to go elsewhere to do any showing? I mean, there's nothing around here?
There's nothing in York County. The sale barn closed in York maybe 20-something years ago, and then they had Chester. Chester recently closed down. So they're having to drive all the way to two counties down to show anything. So the kids have really been hurting, and the programs have really taken a hit because there's nowhere for the kids to go.
All right, so explain to people who are not part of the 4-H world or the FFA world, why is it a big deal to show off what their skills are?
So they do a lot of animal projects. It's not just animals that 4-H does, and they have all kind of things for kids. Like gardening, animals. They raise pigs and cows and
chickens,
all kind of things. I'm not an expert on exactly everything they do, but they do a good deal with the kids. They have all kind of summer camps. Clemson Extension does great in helping our local 4-H. So I think it's time that our county helps too.
But it's like a competition, in other words, right?
Right.
It's like a football team playing another football team.
Yeah.
Or basketball, whatever it is.
Yeah, our county spends lots of money for, gymnasiums, sports events, and this is a sport event too. Right. There's plenty of people that want to do this sport. It's just not your normal sport.
Something that's interesting to me about that is these kids that do seasonal sports, and they have these unbelievable arenas in York County to go showcase what they've been working on. But these kids in FFA and 4-H, this is year-round for them, raising their animals, taking care of them, putting all their hard work into it, and not being able to show off their hard work to their peers, to their families. You know, they've got to travel. And to be able to give them an arena that they can showcase all their talents and hard work, I think that's huge.
You know, if you take a look at what has happened in Rock Hill with the amateur sports arenas, you know, the softball fields, the sports and events center, The city was really the driving force behind all that, right? So you wonder if you looked at that model, would, for instance, the city of York or the city of Clover, town of York, city of Clover, whatever it is, anyway, they're incorporated, wouldn't they be interested in possibly getting behind this as something for their citizenry to, you know, throw some money into this thing?
Can we challenge them to that?
I mean, I'm being very serious.
Yes,
I mean, that's how this stuff happens.
We need all the support we can get from all entities, all corporations, everybody, the whole county.
Right. So.
Because truly, if you think about it, for the influx of people coming to York County,
right,
this is an offering for families to come in. You know, if somebody's looking at the Charlotte area working, but they have children, this is a huge plus for them. To have this opportunity that not many places in the state offer.
Right. So, this from where? Let's go back here to the boss lady. That's you, Amy Hagner. So, how do you like that, being a boss lady?
Oh, yeah, love it.
What's the next step on this? I mean, you're starting to get the word out. You formed a committee. You got 15, 20 people on this committee. You got some money in the bank. Thanks to the state of South Carolina. You've got a rendering from an architectural firm that you're going to be reviewing. You got a piece of land, thanks to the York School District. And you got a partnership between York School District, Clover School District, and the 4-H clubs. All right. So what's next?
So our next steps are we have worked with our construction management firm, and we have put out a request for proposals to hire firms to work on the land, the due diligence on the land. As I said, the location wasn't the ideal location, but we've got to do our due diligence on the land and site survey and those kind of things. So those are our next steps. So that way, once we get those back, we should have those results back to us by late June, early July. We have a subcommittee of our big steering committee that's kind of working on their task is to, when we get all the information back from our architects and on the site due diligence, it's okay, let's go back and look at this again. And what can we do? How can we lower the price? What our ultimate goal is to get out in front of our community and get on our webpage and get in front of folks and say, okay, here's what we're doing. Here's the rendering. Here's what it's going to look like. And here's the cost. This is what we have. And this is what we need to fundraise. And then we have a fundraising subcommittee that's tasked with, okay, how is this going to look working with our two foundations, and then they're working on planning those future events. Once we get a final budget, they're working on what those events are going to look like and where they're going to be and how much we need to raise.
So have you made yourself a nonprofit yet, the Western York County Agricultural Arena?
No. It will see the fundraising efforts will take place from the two foundations.
Okay. You already got your 501c3.
That's right. So that's already taken care
of.
You're all set. That's right.
Well, you're off and running.
We are off and running. We are making progress. I am super excited about this project.
You should be.
And I think we're gaining some excitement within the community. You go around, you hear people talking about it. We're getting lots of questions and lots of folks interested.
We will do this again. We will update this periodically so we can keep it in front of people. And by the way, this show is posted online, so you can take it and send it out to anybody who doesn't know anything about this. Okay? Amy, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
Beth Black-White, love
it. Thank
you. Oh, you're more than welcome. And Meg, I don't know why you hang out with this group, but you do. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax You with Founders, and by Anderson Greaves Investments. In Old Town Rock Hill, common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGreeks.com. Now, ladies, you are going to be challenged by these two bozos over here. They're part of the lunch bunch here. But they know what to do. At the count of three, everybody, let's tell them what we do here at Substation 2. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.